With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. Details on how long beef prices can hold at historically high levels coming up right after the break.
Let's talk about my good friends at Riverside Building Center in Lisbon, the Tri-State's premier manufacturer of one-piece movable homes. They take the hassle out of home building. They have lots of unique floor plans to choose from, or you can custom design your own. You'll work with the same person from the start to the finish, and Riverside Building Center delivers these premier homes from Minnesota to Montana. Stop by today to see these beautiful homes or visit them online anytime at rbclisbon.com, where you can buy everything from a hammer to a house. That's rbclisbon.com.
Beef cattle prices continue to be at historically high levels. USDA livestock analyst Mike McConnell with comments on the current high prices for beef cattle.
So for the month of February, the Oklahoma City 750 day 100 pound price that we track here at the USDA, that averaged about $241 per hundredweight. By comparison, the same month a year ago would have been $184 per hundredweight. So I mean, we're talking about over a 30% increase year over year. Those price increases we've seen steadily over the course of the past 12 months. We really saw the prices start to ramp up in the second and third quarters of last year. But nonetheless, it just reflects the fact that, the price of feeder cattle has increased pretty dramatically over the past year.
McConnell says it could be a couple of years before we see signs of an expansion of the beef herd.
We're not expecting to see the beef cycle or the cattle cycle go into an expansionary mode. Certainly for this year, it's probably going to be at least another year or two down the line before we see the numbers start to indicate expansion.
Once again, that is USDA livestock analyst Mike McConnell. With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network. And be sure to subscribe to the Growing Harvest Ag Network podcast, available on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Once again, I'm Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.